Welcome to the Calyrex Game Corner's Pokemon D&D campaign, featuring Cindy, a hot-headed teen with a penchant for arson, Gimli, an admirable father seeking to reunite his family, Elodie, a fun-loving baker with a whimsical heart, and Schmidt, a courageous young man searching for his purpose with a duck. Together, they make the Quacko Paco, and this is Dunsparce and Drampa. The last time we were with the Paco, they spent the majority of their day relaxing and celebrating following a difficult series of gym challenges. Gimli built an impressive sandcastle on the beach with the help of his powerful rock types. The gang caught up with Archie and Maxie at Mr. Mimosa's, while Gimli chatted up former Hoenn champion Stephen Stone about rocks, and Schmidt destroyed a young couple's blossoming love. Later, the Paco visited the Rite of Learning, where Dr. Claude Magnolia assisted in triggering some of the Paco's Pokemon's evolutions in exchange for the harvesting of their infinity energy they emit while evolving. As an extra reward, the doctor gave each of the Paco a rare ability patch that can be used to unlock previously hidden powers within most Pokemon. It is now early evening, about 6 p.m. in central Moss Deep City. The air is getting chilly, and many folks, a combination of what seems to be residents and tourists, are milling about, attending various festivities, and simply enjoying the island evening. Does the Paco have any particular plans tonight?
How many nights did we book at our hotel?
You know, I don't think there was a prepaid kind of like, well, maybe there was. Either way, you arrived on a
Friday
night.
Because we had the half-off, half-off coupon?
Right. Yeah. You can always extend it, but you arrived on a Friday night and you booked at least through Sunday morning because you're supposed to be here for Sunday. Today is Saturday. So at least through tomorrow, but you could extend it.
Okay.
Does the Paco, you know, I want someone to roll an insight. Cindy, roll an insight, please.
Fuck. Insight.
That's a
spirit. I don't think my insight's... Oh, wait. What is insight based on?
Intelligence?
Wisdom.
It's based on wisdom, so that is a plus one. That's 9.
Okay. That's something. The vibes, you know, the Paco has been just, like, going and going and going and going for just weeks, and it's hard to come by any particular, like, really true downtime, and that is more or less what this feels like right now, so... If there's anything you wanted to cross off your bucket list at Moss Deep City, if you don't even know what's around and you want to take a look, you guys can make those kinds of rolls.
Yeah, that's what I'm mostly interested in. Yeah,
you can talk to
is
the
there
locals.
A bowling alley?
Ooh, very interesting. I just made Cindy roll. I'll have Gimli make a roll and I'll have Schmidt make a roll, please. Fuck it, Elodie too. Everyone besides Cindy. Just a straight D20. We're gonna generate some content here.
17,
natural one, baby.
Natural one.
16.
Hell yeah. Okay. A few things are noticed. The first thing that's noticed is that a large cruise liner has actually just recently pulled in to a dock. It's funny because the dock at Moss Deep City just feels like it is way too small for this cruise ship. And a bunch of people are let out, streaming out, so just people and Pokemon, and it seems like if the ship empties, Moss Deep's going to be, like, full. A whole variety of folks come pouring out, and based on Gimli's role, a family, a mother, a father, and a small child walk past. And the small child, who's actually not that small, they're probably, like, 8 or so, they look at the group and with a look of recognition, and they walk over and... They stand right near the lot of you, the 4 of you, and look at each one of you in the eyes and say, hello.
Hi.
My daddy says that you guys are the reason our house was destroyed.
So Dewford's population relocated to Moss Deep.
They still needed water.
That's
so they came all the way out here.
On the other side of the fucking country.
Oh. Yeah, it seems really far.
Can we just clarify what you're talking about? Because maybe we aren't the people that you're thinking of.
So I'm from Dewford.
Fuck. All right. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yep.
All right. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
From Dewford, you say? I don't think we've ever been to Dewford.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Oh, that's a funny thing to say, because Is this you? They pull a Rotem phone out of their pocket with a Joel TikTok pulled up, and it shows Sydney and Elodie on it.
Aw, dude.
Oh, we're Joel famous.
Schmidt, make
is uncanny. We look just like them. That's crazy.
Schmidt, make an investigation, please.
I say we run. Investigation I'm proficient in for some reason. I feel like I never use that. That makes it a dirty 21.
That's very high. This Joel TikTok video, 8 million views.
Well, God. Holy shit.
No more deflecting the allegations that it was literally your fault.
Can I make a history check on the current population of Hoenn?
Sure.
Just for fun.
Sure. Go for it. Give me, it's DC 12. DC 12.
Okay, I got a 15 on the die, and I'm proficient.
Okay, Hoenn is, compared to your home country of Johto, which is a very, like, as far as the Pokemon world, older civilization from Johto, for sure, more established, more tradition. Hoenn's a bit of a newer country. I mean, if you're, you know, classic imperialism, if you discount the indigenous folks who we did our one-shot on and that you've been learning about, who have been there for a very long time, modern people have inhabited Hoenn for like 500 years, not super long. And thus the population is a lot newer and there's a lot more of them, more modern sensibilities. All of this to say, the population of Hoenn is like 10 million.
Okay. So most of Hoenn is probably seen.
It's very likely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Joel TikTok is an international platform, so whether they're all from Hoenn or they're from other regions, it just kind of depends, but that is shown on the phone.
We should put on our cowboy hats and cowboy our way out of this one.
Yeah, you don't need to engage with the child anymore, but do any of you have anything else you want to say to them?
No.
Dude, I got nothing.
Okay.
Bye.
The child says, okay, I think I hate you. But I hope you have a really good night. And then they run around and they run back to their parents who are just kind of stammering, waiting. They did not recognize you, thankfully, this child's parents. But
my daddy says you guys are the reason my house got destroyed.
So
that's so funny.
That's one of your D20s. Schmidt, you got a natural one, right?
Yeah.
Kind of near the residential area, but a little ways to the south, kind of in the central like part of Moss Deep City, you notice something familiar that catches your eye. It is none other than a game corner. It seems like there is an opportunity to participate in some debauchery, if you so wish.
No! No.
I'll be right back.
No! Wait.
No,
like,
no,
grab his
fine
arm.
Yeah, we keep Schmidt far away from that.
Schmidt, are you going to force it?
Just a couple of hands of poker. Just a couple of hands of. I'm so good at poker. You guys know that I'm so sus of people. They can't lie in front of me.
You're also really drunk.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. It's look. I've got Quacko with me, and then he points to Quacko, who's been hanging out on his shoulder, and he's like, and he'll keep me safe. He knows.
Can you have Quacko just make a charisma check, please?
Yeah, Quacko has negative charisma, by the way.
Go for it.
That still ended up being a 15.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Schmidt says all of this, and Quacko like sticks out his bird chest, and he seems pretty capable and confident. You guys kind of believe it, that Quacko will keep Schmidt safe.
We're not worried about Schmidt's safety. We're worried about the safety of his wallet and his sanity and his gambling addiction.
The gun that he has?
Yeah.
Oh, he does have
all those things.
What better place for a gun than a game corner?
No. No.
I have always said that.
Yeah.
And I live by that.
Mm-hmm.
So does the party prevent Schmidt is kind of what I'm asking. Because we will need some PvP rolls then.
I will, if no one else will.
The strongest.
I feel like I kind of trust Quacko, and I trust Cindy to also stop Schmidt.
But you don't trust Schmidt; you trust Quacko.
I trust Quacko.
Yeah.
Schmidt's drunk.
Yeah. Okay.
Schmidt? How did we end up last time?
He drank quite a bit. He's handling it pretty well, but he is definitely drunk. Give me a contested dexterity check, please, Cindy and Schmidt.
Hello. Yeah. 19 on the die.
Wow.
Wow.
My dex is plus one, so that's a dirty 20.
All right.
Cool. So 15 on the die.
Yeah.
Plus Schmidt, plus 30, Schmidt 21 stuff. Or something, right?
It's just a flat dex check, not like any proficiency with it.
I think this is one of those cases where it could be athletics or acrobatics for both of you.
What do I have? Ooh, athletics gives me plus four, so that would make my 19 a 23.
That's crazy.
And then plus 20. Oh, then you get the plus one too from your dex.
Oh, then
shit. But if it's athletics, it's strength. Right.
Right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I should have clarified. If you're going to choose one of those skills, it has to be the skill that you're using. My bad.
You just get the plus four then. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cindy grabs a hold of Schmidt and won't let go. It seems like if Schmidt wants to go do this, he's going to have to do it without the consent of the party. He may have to sneak out at some point. But he's not going to be able to go right now, unfortunately.
I'm so strong, guys.
So powerful. Hello.
Schmidt, like, kind of gives up. And then, like, sits, like, cross-legged in the sand, and then he starts sipping on his last gomosa.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you have a gomosa. You had so many of those.
Yeah. It's in my inventory. That's the last one.
Okay, yeah, start sipping it. That's good.
God.
Let's see. Yeah, so people are pouring out of the boat. It's the evening. I had one more roll. What, Elodie, what was your roll?
I believe it was 16.
Okay, yes, that sounds right. Off to the north, you see a... like a parting tide, as if a fast creature is moving very quickly through the water from the northern sea, from Moss Deep, jutting forwards. Elodie, actually, no, this is, it doesn't matter. You don't need to make a roll. It's fun to make your roll, but there's no need here. It is clear that it is a Sharpedo that is pulling two individuals who are behind it on like a water kind of ski contraption thing. They are shouting, and they approach you quickly, and you recognize them. It is Archie and Maxie. It seems they just got back from their little escapade. Admittedly, they both look a little spirited. Maxie more so than usual. Archie kind of his usual self. Archie's wearing his big feet, like flippers, the sea flippers for swimming. He's got a scuba mask on. And again, Maxie's just in his long sleeve Hawaiian shirt. They just got back from a little date, and they are a little out of breath. They come up to you, and Archie says... you're not going to believe this, gang. So, Cindy, you said your parents used to be Team Aqua, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maxie cuts him off, and Maxie says, we're pretty confident that your parents are currently in Shoal Cave.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
Archie says, I spent a long time with them. I know exactly what their signs are like. They mark everything. If there's like a cute looking rock on the ground, they will carve their initials into it. And they will say, River and Beckett were here. Not only that, but I saw melodic scales scattered everywhere. So I'm sure of it. They are in there. I don't. You can do with this information what you wish, but I've seen that. I've spent a lot of time with them and I know it. And Maxie nods. He says, it is very likely.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Is it Operation Find the Parents time?
Family reunion?
Parent trap?
Parent trap.
Maxie asks, you don't intend to go after them, do you?
I don't know.
Schmidt stamps back up from the clutches of Cindy's arms and he says, we might.
Archie just is out of breath and he shakes his head and Maxie says, it'd be a quite unreasonable idea as Shoal Cave experiences very intense tides and it is currently high tide. Unless you are very capable swimmers, you may get thrashed about upon the rocks in the undercurrents within the cave. You may as well wait for low tide.
But they're in
the cave. I do have two strong swimmers.
We've got some swimming boys,
only
two.
Mm-hmm. Archie says, I don't know.
Three.
Oh, yeah.
Diana.
We got Diana, we got grape juice, we got bubblegum.
Yeah.
Archie says, it'd still be mighty dangerous. I mean, even my Sharpedo here wouldn't be great at it, so we decided to bail from there, but we got what we needed anyways. And Archie holds up two necklaces with little shell ornaments on them. He said, as a little treat for our date, I got Maxie and I both a shell bell. And he looks very proud about it. But, yeah. Archie says, yeah, if you intend on going in there, I just advise you be really careful. A lot of divers get seriously hurt or killed when they go into Shoal Cave at high tide. Your parents probably went in there while it was low tide, so who knows what they're up to, but regardless, it might be tough.
We could keep that in mind for when it's low tide again.
I think we're already in our swimsuits.
I mean, we if it's high tide right now, then they're stuck in there for now. So it's not like they're going anywhere.
Maxie nods. He says, the deepest parts of Shoal Cave are only accessible during low tide. So if you go in and then high tide arrives, there's no escaping.
That's fun. Love that for them.
Archie says, well, just thought you'd like to hear that good news. Come on, Maxie. And Archie begins to flip with his giant flippers away. And Maxie gives a kind of a grateful nod to you all. And he says, it's always a pleasure seeing you. We hope we will see you again. Maybe later tonight, maybe tomorrow. Either way, have a great evening.
Bye, Uncle Maxie.
Roll a charisma.
You got it. 13?
Yeah, he isn't fully comfortable with that title yet, but he does like it. And you get the feeling that if you keep using it, he will absorb it.
Perfect.
Very good. So yeah, I guess Cindy's didn't roll like a situation encounter kind of D20 roll, so maybe just give me like a perception, Cindy.
Perception plus one, that's 3.
Oh, wow. Not very good.
Standard issue, low perception check.
Well, maybe rather than getting anything specific that you see, you can just kind of assume... No, I'm giving you advantage because you're from Hoenn. You've probably been here before. One more roll.
10.
10. Okay, that's better. Mos Deep is a major city. It's probably, to your knowledge, if you're remembering, it's probably the third largest in Hoenn, or fourth largest, behind Lilycove, Mauville, in Rustboro, not in that order specifically, but this is still like a pretty large city, and for being an island city, it's like pretty established, pretty bustling. Pretty much anything that you want to find here, there's a variety of pubs and bars and nightclubs and restaurants. There is in fact a game corner. There's an opera house. There's a movie theater. There's any kind of general entertainment fair that you may be looking for. If you are looking for something more specific, anyone else can give me a different role. But it seems like the nightlife here is a little bit more established than Duford's, where there's like just a nightclub and a bar and a community center that does weird talking events every now and then.
You guys want to see a movie? What movies are out?
I want to see the movie where we wait in front of Shoal Cave for low tide.
We're just gonna stare at Shoal Cave, be like,
that's like really boring though.
Yeah. Can I make a survival check to know when low tide is?
Ooh, that would actually be nature. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, you can do that.
I have proficiency in nature. I have like mega skills in survival. Yeah, my survival's like plus 10.
Yeah, if you need to make a tent or a fire or something, you're going to do great.
My nature is plus 7. 11.
So you know that it is like an uneven amount, the way that the tide comes in and out of Shoal Cave has something to do with not just the tidal forces of the moon, but the way that the cave is designed for the water to ingress and egress. That is to say, if it's high tide now, you estimate that it will likely be around 7 a.m. when it is fully back to low tide again.
She just wants to stare at a cave until the morning happens.
We can
go to sleep in our nice hotel. And then go camp out in the morning.
Camp out.
What's the camp?
Just keep sipping on your gomosa.
Schmidt makes like a loud like slurping noise, like he's at the bottom of it.
Very good. Yeah, one more con save for Schmidt. This is a DC 13.
I rolled exactly 13 with my con.
Okay, meets it, beats it. You will not vomit. You are certainly, this is like the most drunk you can currently be, though. You're going to experience some disadvantage on a lot of different things. Elodie, one more perception, please.
You got it, dude. A 16.
Pretty good. Amidst your discussion of what's going on and what to do, in that time, the cruise liner has mostly emptied out. Just casually looking and glancing around, you do acknowledge that this liner seems to be filled with people who look to be wealthy and are wearing fancy clothes and have a lot of money. And it is also filled with people who like look relatively destitute. Also, like they don't have a lot of clothes to change in or out of. You recognize that this ship is full of tourists and Duford residents. It seems that they've all just come here for some reason. The beaches are starting to fill up. It's night out. People are having little fires, they're having cookouts. There's lots of Pokemon about all over the sand. It's getting crowded. in Mos Deep. There's like a lot of folks. You also observe that among the families, it is almost always, like without a doubt, at least one member of the family, usually the kids, but sometimes a parent, is like, they look like a big fucking nerd. Like, they look very excited. They're wearing a t-shirt that says, like, astronomy or something. Or they have, like, toys that are, like, space-related. They're here on, like, a science trip, right? That is kind of the idea that you get for some of these families.
Oh, gotcha. So it's not, like, a refugee thing. It's just, like, we're just not going to see about science.
It seems some like an awkward are. Combination of yeah. super rich oh, people, gotcha. Science nerds, and homeless doofered folks. Oh,
is there anybody we recognize?
Did Officer Brandon make it?
Give yeah. me an investigation, Elodie.
All right. Dirty 20.
That's pretty good. You look around in the crowd and you like kind of vaguely recognize some faces, but nothing like no one immediately stands out as someone who you know on a first name basis. As you spin your head around and look, you see kind of off into the grassy, more cliffy northern northeastern corner of Mos Deep City. You don't see Brandon, but you do see a very familiar looking Samurott.
The Samurott is here.
He's here. He's here somewhere.
He's here somewhere. I don't know. Like, I mean, that could Samurott. Be like that was the yeah, that was the police Samurott. So that could just be because Delaney's here.
Did we ever send a letter to
we did.
Brandon about these nuts?
We did.
Was that what it was about?
Okay, in Mauville. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. I assume probably people here for like the rocket launch, like, well, at least the ones that are nerds.
You can deduce that. You can also ask someone. There's a lot of people. In fact, near where you're standing, there is a line of folks who are clearly trying to get into the Pokemon Center. And there's another line running the opposite direction of folks trying to get into Feymart. Most of them are trainers, it seems.
Sure. I'll ask somebody what the science looking or like why everybody's here.
Okay, yeah. Roll a d8 for the person that you speak to.
8.
Very good. You tap a woman on the shoulder who is standing in line for Feymart, and she spins around and she looks quite familiar. I will not make you do any sort of deduction or attempts. This is the shy and sweet woman that you met on your way to Meteor Falls who gave you the box link. This is none other than super nerd Lynette. She kind of recognizes you and she squints a bit through her glasses and she looks at all of you up and down and she says, I think I've met you before. How's it been?
Oh, Lynette. Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you for the box link thing. That's been really useful. We've been having a good time using that.
Oh, I'm so glad.
What are you doing here? Why is everybody gathering around in Mos Deep?
Lynette says, well, I'm here because I'm really excited for this historic shuttle launch. It's been a while since any rockets have come out of Mos Deep, and this one seems pretty promising. They're going to do a lunar survey.
Oh.
Who's doing a lunar survey?
Well, the Mos Deep Space Center. Who else would it be? No one else has the government funding like the Mos Deep Space Center.
Why are they doing a lunar survey?
Well, it's been 15 years. It may as well.
Right.
Something about grant funding and the government only getting to pay out every now and then. You know, science is expensive. It's not on the top of everyone's list. So I think that they've just saved up enough where now it's time.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to collect soil samples. They're also going to map the stars. It's going to be great.
I'm sure. I mean, it sounds really cool.
Lynette nods. It seems that she's like trying to contain her excitement, but she doesn't want to come out as like too extra to these folks that she appreciates. Can I do anything else for you?
I mean, I don't think so. I really just wanted to know what was going on.
She says, yeah, I think a lot of people are really excited. You know, the last time that someone from Hoenn was in space was quite a while. I don't even remember. She reaches down to the ground. On the other side of her, there is a Pokemon that is acting all fussy. It's like a small, blue, six-legged, like, amorphous Pokemon that has a lily pad on its head. She picks it up and she says, oh, knock it off. You're fine. Can I get you guys anything from Feymart? This line is really long. Must be a good mart.
I think we already did some shopping there. Thank you for the offer, though. But yeah, they're pretty awesome in there.
Yeah, Feymart is really awesome. Faye is great. You'll love her. We stand Faye.
Lynette says, okay, yeah, I'll make sure to do that. Also, One more thing, since I found you, do you still have that box link?
Yes.
Can I see it?
I think yes. Gimli has it, right?
Yeah, do you provide it, Gimli?
I do, yes.
You hold it out, and Lynette reaches into her pocket and just, like, pulls out something that you can't see. Her hand flashes by very quickly, and she just, like, stabs an antenna into it. So this strange box-like thing now has, like, an antenna that has a dish that rotates and spins. And she says, this is a range extender. It might help if you're, like, deep in a cave or on top of a mountain or somewhere really far. You might have a better connection.
Oh, sick.
Cool.
Nice. We love this.
The line begins to shuffle forward, and she says, well, I don't want anyone to cut in front of me, but have a good night. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow for the launch.
What time's the launch?
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask.
She says, it's at 9 a.m.
Fuck. Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Camp out, have family reunion, and then get back in time for the shuttle launch.
I don't know if I want a family reunion.
I want a family reunion.
My parents are evil.
Right.
Okay.
They're evil.
Listen, I had to deal with some family bullshit against my will. It's your turn now.
Oh, yeah, you kind of got roped into some family bullshit.
I mean, to be fair, if we were to, like, meet up with them, what would you even say?
I don't know.
Big fan of your work.
Well, you gotta say something. You've been, like, kind of low-key looking for them.
Just more, like, curious about where they are and what kind of bullshit they're getting into.
Well, no better source than straight from the mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and technically, like, they are part of NRG, right? And, like, it's good to keep tabs on our enemies.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But we were told they're bad at being part of NRG.
Yeah. But what bad are we getting into?
Right, and they'll give us information then, because they're bad.
Yeah, they'll just give it away because it sounds cool, you know?
Right. And you're their daughter. And, of course, they're going to tell you everything that they're up to.
Right.
I don't know how real that is or how true that'll be. I haven't seen them since I was
24.
Based on this conversation that you're having, whether or not it was meant to be above table, I'm going to rule it that it was quietly not. Elodie, roll a stealth check, please.
Yeah, you got it. 12?
12. Not high enough for what I'm looking for. You are approached by a really dweeby-looking kid in a school outfit. There's a vague sense of familiarity about him, but something just seems off. You don't know what it is. A familiar voice speaks out, you guys are talking about NRG?
God.
Is this Greasy Timothy?
It is not Greasy Timothy. Schmidt is drunk, but Schmidt would know the best. Make a disadvantaged wisdom check.
Oh, fuck. Is this the Slug My Nuts kid?
Well.
That's on. 20 and 1.
That's so funny.
20 and 1, baby!
That's kind of sick. If that was like a roll with emphasis, that would be very silly. Okay, yeah. You, for one split second, know exactly who this is, and then you're too drunk and you forget. And this person, they're like assuming rapport with you. Like, the group of you. Like, they know you. They're like, yeah, Energy's been really getting on my nerves. They broke up our camp, and so now I'm stuck here on this stupid field trip with my class, and we're here to see a shuttle launch or something stupid. Glad to see you guys, though. You guys always create some sort of excitement.
Are you one of the ninja kids?
Oh, my God.
Is this Calvin?
The boy says, oh, yeah, you remember me in the stupid getup? Yeah, it's me, Calvin, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Of course. Who else would it be?
Yeah, it's got to be
Schmidt's Calvin. Eyes, like...
You know the Calvin's meme a fucking like, nerd.
You know the meme where like someone's eyes like turn red and then like the entire screen gets like bit crushed and
yeah.
That is what Schmidt right now.
Okay. Do you intend to impart any sort of intimidation on that, or is that just the reality of the situation?
I think that's the reality of the situation, and I think we might need to get ready for initiative.
No.
We'll wait for something to happen to trigger that. But Calvin will say, yeah, NRG, they split up our camp, and it was really sad because I love that treehouse. I put so much love into it, and now my parents are making me, like, go to a different fancy school, and now we're here on this field trip, and, you know, Tim the Venomoth, my best friend, he's in a school locker right now, So I'm just here all alone without Tim and with my mom. She's a chaperone. So I found you guys, and I think you guys might be a little bit more fun than whatever we're doing tonight.
Schmidt gets, like, uncomfortably close to him. Like, face to face, just staring him down. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking show you fun.
All right, let's,
Hold on.
Maybe intimidation that? Hey, I won't impose disadvantage.
You know what sounds fun right about now? The game corner. Maybe we should go.
Yeah. You want to go to the game corner?
Isn't that where people gamble? Yeah, that sounds awesome.
No, not you.
You're not 13. 18. I don't think you'll be allowed in.
What was the intimidation?
13 on the intimidation.
13? He like looks a little scared for a second, and then he sniffs. And he goes, you've been drinking.
Yeah, he's an adult.
Oh.
I bet you can't even beat me in a race.
What does that have anything to do with anything we're talking about?
A race?
Don't fucking try me right now, kid.
I'm no, faster I see than this. A ninjask. You have no idea.
You guys should definitely race.
He's gonna
actually, this is a challenge. This is a challenge.
I you just have to do it. The most five head idea.
Yeah.
You ready for this shit?
No, but go for it.
I'm gonna tell his mom.
You should tell his mom.
What are you gonna tell his mom?
Oh my god.
That he fucking sludge bombed me and poisoned me.
That's fair. He should get told.
Somebody should tell his mom.
Well, do you know where his mom is?
I'm sure we could find out.
Okay, do you say this out loud? Does Calvin know this?
Yeah, I'm like, I have the whole line. I was like, I just had a five head idea. I'm gonna tell your mom, like to his face.
Okay, Calvin says, well, good luck finding her. Also, she knows I was a big troublemaker. I don't know what you can tell her that can't get me more trouble than I've already gotten in.
Can I roll investigation to find his mother?
Sure. Disadvantaged, you're drunk.
He's just gonna walk up to random women. Is Calvin your son?
Did you birth Calvin?
Whose child is this?
Is this a product of your reproduction?
Disadvantage 15? Pretty good.
Yeah. I'm proficient, so.
You see a crowd of folks, not like folks, you see a group of kids and a couple adults who are all waiting outside a restaurant. Apparently they're waiting in line. This is a seafood. Give me a Pokemon that is seafood that would be funny for a restaurant.
Red Corphish.
Didn't we already do that?
Did we do Red Corphish?
I feel like we did because we got the Tatterbait Biscuits.
Yeah.
We gave them the Crabrawler.
Can we do a Long John Silver's pun?
Wait, hot and juicy Krabby.
Hot and juicy Krabby. Perfect. I don't know where that came from, but that's ideal.
There's a restaurant called the Hot and Juicy Crab.
Oh, okay. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. There's a Hot and Juicy Krabby, and it seems like the school is like waiting for a reservation. Or not a reservation, they're just waiting because they're a huge party to get in there. You see a couple adults, and you can probably presume that if you get closer and talk to them, that one of them is Calvin's mom.
Cool.
We should ask for his last name, and you can just be like Mrs. whatever his last name is.
I'm just gonna start walking up to all the women in the group, like the adult women, and I'm gonna be like, "Hello, I met a young man named Calvin. Does that happen to be your son?"
Okay, there are three adult women. We'll just have you go at them in an order based on a charisma check that I'm gonna have you make. Disadvantaged.
Disadvantaged.
Well, you're drunk though. But let's just make it neutral. If anything, that's the one stat that wouldn't be bothered.
Natural 20, baby.
Natural 20. Okay, perfect. Yeah, the first woman you talk to has a similar kind of complexion as Calvin's. Seems like spends a lot of time outside. She has like a blonde bob, and she's wearing like a kind of like not casual, not formal, but just like what a chaperone would wear. Like she's wearing jeans for the flexibility and the comfort, but like a nice blouse and looks fairly professional. Wearing some nice looking jewelry, a really smart necklace and earrings, and has red lipstick on. She turns to face you and you feel like she's kind of hot. She says, well, yes,
yeah,
that's me,
baby.
I'm Calvin's mother. How can I help you?
Oh, I just how do I want to approach this? Give me a second.
Sleep with his mom.
Yeah, sleep with his mom.
That's the plan. I just need to get there.
We're kind of close. Trying to close. Yes. Let him close.
Oh, there you are, Schmidt. Thanks for saving me from that burning building.
Roll a deception, Elodie.
Thanks for saving me from that burning building.
No. Listen, I'll make it relevant. Instead of burning building, the saving me from the disaster in Dooford.
Yeah, great. Deception, please.
Sorry, well, I'm checking my stats.
That's not a lie, though. Maybe just a...
He did help.
I think you're hyping it up, so that's actually performance. I think you've done yourself a favor.
Okay. All right, perfect. 17.
Great. This impacts in Callan's mom's brain, and she acknowledges it, and she's like, oh, okay. What was your question for her, Schmidt?
Fuck, I forgot everything.
oh, no. Too much Riz. He's gone. He's rizzing himself. Be careful.
He's rizzing himself. He just starts off with like, oh, I had a run-in with your son, and I just wanted to meet his mom. You seem so delightful. Imagine that top looks very good on you.
Yeah, that's a charisma check. Did you already roll one? Yeah. Yes, you did. You got your crit.
Yeah, I got a natural 20.
She eats it up. She's like, oh, what a fine, sweet young man. Thank you so much for that. How did you meet Calvin? Are you two friends? You seem a little older than he is. You're in a different class, I'm guessing.
Friends is a strong word for sure. We met each other out on the road, we can say.
Yeah, that troublemaker. He's always on the road getting into all sorts of pranks and things. You were in a prankster with him, were you?
No. Nothing of the sort.
Well, what can I help you with?
All right, now you guys get to learn the truth that I actually have zero riz in real life.
You can, if you want, you can make a general summary of the kind of thing you'd like to say and then make a roll. If you don't want RP.
Kind of a general,
Google
like...
Pokemon pickup lines.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
they're wait, so say... bad. They're always no, so bad.
I had one the other day. Hold on. No, somebody sent one to me and I saved it.
You just gotta say, I know your son, and then cold drop a pickup line?
Yes.
That would get me, honestly. I'd be like, yeah, you fine.
Be so caught off guard, head spinning.
Okay, it was not a pickup line. It was just a regular joke. I'm now going to go Google.
Okay.
Pokemon.
There are plenty of fish in the sea, but you're my lines. Golden Magikarp.
It's not a pickup line, but I saw that one tweet that was like, she's bouncing on it in a way that is up high on the first turn, then drops on the target on the second turn. This may also leave the target with paralysis. I think that's so fucking funny.
That's awesome. That's so good. Fuck. Is that a Jody Azzarelli thing?
That was Hasty.
No, that was from Hasty. Yeah.
Way to go, Hasty. That's, yeah. That's fucking good. Damn.
These are all fucking bad. I'm sorry.
This is what I'm saying. They're so bad. Post. They're damn, never good.
Man. Oh, no.
If you want, you can roll a charisma and I will just prescribe a pickup line to it, maybe.
That is a 17.
Okay, that's pretty good. So your intention is to pick up his mom, right? That's like what you're going for.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
And I'm like, every time she's looking away, I'm like hard side eyeing him.
Hell yeah. First off, you do notice that she's not wearing any sort of wedding band, just so that is clear. Second off, you search your mind for something flirty, kind of promiscuous to say, and you jump from, I know your son, to, you know, I'm a bit of a king and I'm in need of a queen. And she bites. She's like,
vomit.
She says, she like fans herself a little bit. And she's like, okay, I'm working, but, and then she pulls out a piece of paper and she scribbles on it, and she gives it to you, and she says, the field trip is officially over at 10.
Oh. Okay, yo! And we got the bougie room, too!
Yeah.
Wait, fuck.
Call her up to the bougie hotel room at 10?
It's like, it's suites, though, right? Like, or are we all in, like, one room together?
It's a suite.
We got a suite.
It's
suites.
Okay, so we're fine. We're fine. All right.
We can also make ourselves sparse if needed.
Yeah.
Done.
Somebody
sparse?
Doesn't want to camp now.
Yeah. You can look at the paper, and there's a series of digits as well as like an address and room number.
Wow. You can just go to her room.
Yeah. No, Schmidt pockets that happily, and he says, "I'll talk to you later, then."
Great. Enjoy your dinner.
You do that. Roll a psychic attack on Calvin. Just like a d20, and then we'll add some numbers to it.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's a flat six.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm assuming you like returned to the group with your spoils.
Yeah.
Yeah. Calvin is like looking at the ground and his lip is quivering and he looks like very upset and he says, I thought you guys were cool and that you liked me.
When did we ever say that?
Honestly, that's the coolest thing Schmidt's ever done.
Honestly, I don't know why you're so offended.
Yeah.
He wipes his snotty nose with the back of his hand and he says, I thought we could finally get along. I thought that you apologized and that we could be friends and then he runs off into the sunset. Maybe not into the sunset. He runs off towards his field trip group. But he's not happy. You've definitely broken him.
Nice.
Man, you're going to have to repair your relationship with your future stepson.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
It gives him character, for sure.
Yeah, they're for kids. Sure. They're resilient.
A little bit of daddy issues never hurt nobody.
Yeah.
I was about to say, he's got to have some daddy issues already. He doesn't...
Yeah.
I mean, as far as we know, doesn't have one currently.
Like daddy issues don't stack, so it's fine.
Write that down.
You've been sitting, chatting, socializing, observing, doing various things for about an hour. 7 p.m., Moss Deep City. New things are happening. Who hasn't rolled in a while? Gimli, just a classic d20, please.
Gotcha. 10.
Yes, with your 10... You observe that based on where you're standing, you can't get a fully clear picture, but from the side of the Rite of Learning that you were recently at, there are a couple individuals who are exchanging capsules. In fact, they are, in fact, the very energy tanks that your Pokemon filled with their infinity energy. It seems like there's like a handoff happening. It is quite curious.
Oh, the capsule exchange of infinity energy? Is there an infinity market?
Are they giving it to energy?
Ooh, we should go check that out.
Because energy was into infinity energy. That's what they were trying to use Kaz and Mewtwo for,
Mm-hmm. We should go snoop it out.
Does the group go to the Rite of Learning?
Yeah.
Just like casually make our way in that direction, like we're sightseeing or whatever. Like very, very casual.
Sure. Are you trying to be sneaky or trying to blend in? Either way, I think I want a group stealth.
Okay.
And then,
I don't want to be like running up like hey, you, what's happening?
Right. Yeah. Right. Like it's like inconspicuous.
Okay. Sure.
Are we adding modifiers and everything to the group stealth?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Let's just see where you're at.
Ooh wee. I got a 22.
Okay.
Flat 18.
15. Okay.
10.
Wow, Schmidt with the lowest stealth. Did you even disadvantage that, or is that just how it is?
Oh, was I supposed to disadvantage that?
I mean, either way, it's not super great.
Okay, it's the same roll disadvantage. I rolled a 3 on the die, and then Schmidt's broken in stealth. Yeah,
yeah. You all approach.
So plus 7.
Are you trying to blend in with the crowd, or are you like sneaking? It's stealth either way, but I want to know what you guys flavor wise.
Schmidt is just like following them. He's very, like, drunk and very, like, proud of himself for what he just did.
Yeah.
Can we get close enough being in the crowd to, like, kind of see what's going on? Or would we have to, like, kind of break away to get closer?
That's a great question. From where you are in the crowd, you're not going to make out any further details other than what Gimli observed, which is infinity energy leaving the Rite of Learning and going to someone.
Okay. Then I'd say we'd probably be, like, sneaking a little bit to get closer.
Okay. You get closer. All of you rolled pretty well except for Schmidt. You are able to approach in such a way that you see there are two Pokemon present as well. It is without a doubt that the person handing over the capsules of infinity energy harvested from your Pokemon probably is Dr. Claude Magnolia from before. And there is a cute little Eevee like running around their feet as they're conducting work. The person who is receiving them you do not fully recognize. They are joined by a Pokemon that looks like a sinister squid, and it is actually collecting some of these capsules in its tentacles and setting them down like in the grass near a rock. And you swear that you saw that once it was set down, it just vanished, that it just went somewhere.
Is this Emily?
It is Emily. Yeah. Mm.
With Malamar,
yeah.
Shit.
How do we... Fuck, we have to, like, catch her in this. We can't let this keep happening.
Schmidt, you rolled a 10, correct, with all your bonuses?
Yeah.
Shit. You are noticed. Not the group, just Schmidt. This woman points, and she says, "Recruit, break's over. Get back on the ship." And hearkens you over to her.
Schmidt does not question it at all. He's okay. Just like, "Oh, what, me? Okay."
Okay, so you just walk forward into this?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Give me just a deception, please, if you're just going to play along. Not disadvantaged.
Yeah. 17.
Okay, yeah, that's great. This woman who you don't recognize doesn't question it. You walk by, and the doctor, Claude Magnolia, kind of gives you a familiar and confused look, but doesn't really say anything because your deception was so high. And this woman who, upon closer look, has a really how to put this? Her face is like pretty, but like in an evil way. Like her eyebrows are just like kind of furrowed constantly, and her lips are pursed in such a way that like she only speaks in commands and expletives. It's just like she's a really gross kind of personality to her. And the squid Pokemon kind of eyes you cautiously as it picks up capsules and drops them in a spiraling circle that is hiding behind a rock. Semele points to it as if like you are supposed to enter that circle. There's like a swirly blackish purple mist that is on the ground that these capsules are being deposited into, and you're supposed to do it. Do you do it?
I don't think we can take that fight. Like going into
if,
that.
If anybody, no, but if anybody's going to do recon, it's got to be our stealth guy. Granted, he is drunk right now.
He's so drunk.
I'm going to flip a coin.
No.
No, that's awesome.
Somebody call heads or tails.
It. You could also roll a dice and even odds, but
we're getting our gambling in somehow.
Shit.
All right. Somebody call heads or tails. And what heads. It is. Heads is what?
Oh, God. You
heads
go.
Is you go or heads as I stay?
Heads as you go.
It was heads.
All right. I love it. Let's do it.
Okay. You're gonna enter the portal?
Yep.
Okay. This would be, I guess, here's a question for the group. This would be like a prime pull-aside moment, obviously. Do you trust yourselves on a level of not metagaming and role-playing new information if Schmidt delivers it to you, if he survives this mission, gets through it? Would you want to listen? Are you able to role-play? Or would you rather have it be a secret, is really my question.
Ooh, what's more fun, gang?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I probably could, but also it's kind of fun to just not know.
Yeah, then we just find out on the episode of, or find out later through discussion.
Like, I still don't know what happened in Mauville.
Yeah, I'd rather not know.
Bye.
Okay. And you have...
Sorry.
You do have Quacko with you, correct? And assuming your other Pokeballs as well.
Yep.
Okay, great. You drop into the portal. Before we start with anything that happens with that, Cindy, Elodie, Gimli, you all witness as Schmidt gets beckoned by who you suspect is a Team NRG admin and falls behind a rock and disappears.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Oh, boy. Well.
Should we try to intervene and just be like, hey, what are you doing? That's our infinity energy that we helped you guys make or whatever.
Start a ruckus?
Well, we shouldn't try to start a fight here. There's people around.
But it's just one of her.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I guess, yeah, I mean, for the sake of distraction. Because she's still here,
also,
right?
If she goes, then that could
right,
make it
then that's just
Schmidt.
A 1v1, right? And we don't want that.
Okay.
Okay.
Schmidt, are you ready?
Yeah.
You step into the swirling mist, and I'm trying to think of, like, a pop culture thing. You ever see the movie David Bowie's Labyrinth?
I haven't seen it. I know of it.
Okay. Either way, you like step down into this portal and your foot connects on like a perpendicular level, like a floor that is like wouldn't be where the floor is. And then as you step into it, your body continues through the portal and like the gravity you feel changing. Like if you're playing the game Portal and someone put one on the ground and one on the wall and you went through the one on the ground, that's what it feels like. You step through and you find yourself in a mysterious looking like barracks. There are some crates that say NRG on them. There's a series of bunk beds that are stacked in a long hallway. There's probably a dozen or so of them. It's dimly lit. There's some folks who are kind of like sitting on the beds like they're playing games. Some of them are in uniform. Some of them are just like wearing sweatpants and a tank top. They're just hanging around. They're just socializing. There's a couple Pokemon here and there. There's a bipedal frog Pokemon that looks kind of familiar. There's a snake Pokemon that's like coiled up on a bed. And you step through. Do you make any sort of announcement? Do you introduce yourself? Do you just kind of walk in? Or are you waiting to see what they how they react to you?
Oh, we'll just do a good little wait and see how they react.
Sure. As you step through, you also see folks on either side of the portal that you just walked through reaching to grab these capsules as Malamar pulls them out, and they're stacking them. Everyone kind of gives you like a confused nod, but you are more or less blending in. And someone says, I haven't seen you before. You're late from the break, aren't you?
Schmidt just like stands up straight and salutes you. He's like, sir, yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Which hand do you salute with?
I think he would just default to his right.
Okay. So non-Skarmory hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that's a little boring, but
no, that's fine. That makes sense. The person on the bed, it seems like they're playing like a card game with someone else. They kind of smirk at you. They say, I'm not your superior. We're all grunts here. Lucky you. We don't need to change back into outfit. You should rest up. Do you want to play a game?
Sure. What you got?
He's holding out some cards and he says, oh, we're just playing poker.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm trying to think of Texas Hold'em, but Pokemon. Can you help me out here? Bruxish Hold'em. There we go.
Bruxish Hold'em. There you go.
Bruxish Hold'em. Yeah, so he sits you down, plays some Bruxish Hold'em. I'm not sure how we can do this in a card game, but do you have any ideas? D12s, maybe? No, that's not exactly right, though.
No.
Let's keep it simple. Let's have the dealer, this isn't exactly how poker works, but we're just going to roll with it anyways. Well, the dealer will roll 2d12s and you will roll 2d12s. And if you can create any sort of mathematic, like a straight line or a pair or like anything like that, you can get more or less points. How does that sound?
Okay. So are you rolling d12s and I'm rolling two, or am I rolling four?
You're rolling two and you're going to see how they match up with the dealer's d12s basically.
Okay.
And if you can logic.
I got a four something. And I got a 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
While that's happening, one of the people, maybe a woman in like her late 20s, perhaps, has like dyed purple hair that's down and wavy. She looks at you and she says, "You got something to drink, didn't you? Well, welcome back. Sleep it off tonight. We got a big day tomorrow."
Just another salute, and he's like, "Yes, ma'am."
Okay, you may be arousing a slight suspicion with the formalities, but they just think you're a little quirky and weird. The dealer has rolled two 12s on these D12s. Can you ration at all how your dice might mathematically or aesthetically work well with that? For example, okay, not at all. The person you're playing against has a 1 and a 4. And what was yours again?
A 4 and a 10.
Okay. Everyone reveals their hands and
I guess.
And they say, well,
I have high number, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. They say, well, the highest total wins. And so they pass over some like NRG.
I imagine it's just like a nickels and dimes game.
Kind of. But what they're doing, they're playing with coins that are like hexagonal in shape and has the NRG logo on them. It seems like this is like a credit of some sort that is used within the organization.
Is this the lunch credit?
It might be lunch credit.
Is this the lunch credits that they got for turning this information over?
Who knows? It's some sort of credit. They say, nice job. And the guy who beckoned you over said, I don't think we've met. What's your name?
Oh, fuck. I need to come up with a code name. So Schmidt is going to think of the name of the evilest, most vile person he knows.
Okay.
And he's going to be like, yeah, my name's Nick.
This guy says, oh, welcome, Nick. It seems like you're not from Hoenn. Where are you from?
You know, I'm around the Johto region, you know, around the Goldenrod area.
The woman laughs and she says, that's funny. I swear we just got a recruit from Goldenrod named Nick. Is that you?
Yeah, that sure is me.
The guy laughs and he says, yeah, that must be that's really interesting because I heard about that you and people were telling me that the guy was a real asshole and that he wasn't really into like, you know, the whole Neo Rocket Galactic ambition. He was just on a mission and it reminded me of those River and Beckett folks. You know, they're not really with the program and they just kind of do what they want to do. And the woman nods and she says, yeah, it's not right. It's not fair to Giovanni. Rest in peace. And then the man says, rest in peace.
Man, you know, sometimes just socially awkward, you know, like I feel like I got off on the wrong foot and gave kind of the wrong impression, but no, I'm here. I'm here for the mission. Me, Nick.
Yeah. The two grunts who you're playing with are like, yeah, all right. Seems fair. I mean, yeah, it's always good to have more people on, you know, it's, we've been getting a lot lately and it's good to have people who we can trust and who are good at Bruxish Hold'em. They roll another hand. So roll 2d12.
Go. I got a 2 and a 10 that time.
Okay. The dealer's hand is a 3 and a 1. Let's see what the other players get. I'm only going to roll for one of them just to keep myself sane. So they get 2 ones. So they have a 3 of a kind.
Mm. How many in a row would you consider a straight?
At least 2, honestly, because we're not playing many.
Because I have a 2 and you said it was a 1 and a 3?
Yeah.
So I have a 1, 2, 3.
Ooh, I think that's more than, yeah, that's better than 3 ones. Yeah, your straight will beat the 3 of a kind, and you'll win more of these little energy credits. The woman in her late 20s says, well, you, since you're new, do you have any questions? I've been here for 5 years. And the man who you're playing with says, yeah, I've been here for 3. Also, we should introduce ourselves. My name is Ryan. And the woman says, I'm Alicia.
Ryan and Alicia. Okay.
Ryan asks,
I'm gonna actually write things down for once. Hold on.
Ryan asks, were you in Barracks 12? Is this where you were assigned?
Yep. Just transferred here today, actually. Got a little lost on my way and maybe found a bar on the way. You know what I mean?
Roll a deception.
Oh, not a high roll, but I am proficient. That is an 11.
Okay. Yeah, they'll believe it. They just think you're a little awkward, a little weird, and clearly a little drunk. They laugh and they say, yeah, when I first heard about Nick, everyone was saying, yeah, he's new, but I didn't realize you were that new, but welcome aboard. You came on a right before a big day. Do you have...
Oh, yeah.
Do you have anything that you want to say or ask or sneakily do before we return to the rest of the group?
Is there any way, it might take too much time, that I can gather like what the mission is?
Sure, you're welcome to RP it, or you can roll an investigation with your charisma stat.
I can't think of a way to like naturally bring it up. I killed this shit off of charisma, so that's just a dirty 22.
Dirty 22. Okay, yeah, you look around. Mm-hmm. You're trying to intuit like what the vibe is, like what's going on. You see the infinity energy like being collected from the portal and then being tucked into containers. And among those containers are other crates that just say highly explosive. And then you also see a bunch of machine parts. There's like a giant double doors that you're pretty close to. You're sitting on a bed to play this game. But if you look outside, there's grunts and people walking around doing things. And you hear like heavy machinery being moved around. And you see... With your high roll, I'll give it to you. On Ryan's bed, there's like a little mission briefing, a little summary. And at the top, it says lunar demolition. It seems like that is the angle. That's what's going on. Additionally, you rolled high enough. You also see next to all the explosives and stuff, you see a variety of, how would I describe this? Like restraints and handcuffs and like duct tape and piles of things that are used to abduct people. I'm going to check in with the rest of the pack. Oh, you're welcome to join. You will just be passively participating.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's make a game plan. I think I could start because, like, I'm a child. Right. I could get away with just being like, oops, silly little kid, if it starts to go sour.
You think so, but they might know who
they might
you
know
are
who
specifically.
We are.
Right, that's the problem, right? Is like they
how
might know us.
She recognize Schmidt.
No, because they know you from fucking TikTok.
Yeah. I don't think because they were in Duford, but they probably didn't get close enough to see us. But you and me, yeah, like they're probably gonna recognize
us. Yeah, you
us.
Two for sure. They don't they might not know who I am.
That's true.
Hey, dog guy, I might have another one for you. Wait, what's going on here? What are you?
Yeah, like,
I thought
you
guys were
doing
this for research.
Energy.
Yeah. I think approaching it that way is fine. Where it's just like, hey, right. We're like, oh, Doc, I was coming by to visit to see if you guys were still open. I might have another one, but what's going on here? Like that kind of vibe.
But like, I'm surprised she didn't recognize Schmidt because we're on the like short list of like.
He also has a wanted poster.
Yeah. But that was with like the cape and stuff. Is he wearing his like wetsuit or is he wearing the cape?
Oh, yeah, he's wearing his wetsuit. Wetsuit blindness.
Yeah. They recognize it on
it
the
outfits. It affects everyone. Yeah.
Mm, I wonder if she'll recognize my wetsuit overalls.
My swimsuit, too hot to handle.
It's pretty Cindy.
It is pretty Cindy, though.
I mean, if we're planning on approaching it, I think that's our best approach.
Right. What do you want me and Cindy to do?
I would just be ready to react to if it goes bad.
Right. Would it be good for like one person to follow Schmidt just to like make sure he's okay, or do we trust him?
He's very drunk, but I mean, he's gotten into his own shenanigans before, you know.
True.
He did survive Mauville.
I feel like anyone intervening might actually make it harder and for him to do stuff.
Right, yeah. The more people over there, the more conspicuous it is.
Mm-hmm. He can't stealth his way out of everything or Riz his way out of everything because the Riz is actually
he starts rizzing up. Yeah. Start rizzing up, Semele.
The episode where Schmidt sleeps with everybody.
So wild. True. An episode of The Bachelor. Or Sam, yes, when you need her.
True. She'd be so jealous.
Are they going to take the infinity energy to the moon to find the fairy plate?
But like, how would the infinity energy help with that?
Infinity I don't energy. Know.
What did I say?
Infinergy.
Yeah, like how would that? I get like
I'm just putting that.
Infinergy. I'm gonna look at group notes and see if we found out like what they were using it for. Because I don't remember if they said.
Oh, we could ask me. Oh, I was gonna say we could ask Mewtwo, but Squids has Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I even trust it more since Squids has Mewtwo.
Mewtwo knows what's happening.
It powered the mind plate.
I mean, we knew they wanted it.
So I guess maybe the infinity energy is like what?
Using
but they work without
stuff.
Any sort of energy, right? Like,
what, the plates?
Right, like the fire one works with Soli.
Not, yeah, but like that's not the
but
same Soli's thing.
The there, aspect
there's like,
of...
there's requirements for that.
Oh, you're
like
right.
The reason why it's also making Pokemon probably go haywire rather than make them ridiculously awesome is probably because they're forcing it. It's like, you know, the Red Gyarados
right.
situation. They're just pumping it full of energy and being like, well, it's overloading, like it and expounds that energy through random Pokemon.
Gotcha. Okay.
Probably also how they're making that formula, like how it was affecting Torkoal. Where they just like jabbed them,
right.
like, stabbed them with stuff, made them supercharged. It's probably the right. same idea. So yeah, the right of learning apparently is a front for them. So,
that really sucks to learn.
But that means they could have been like getting information on us like all throughout our journey. If it truly is like all of them are helping fund and pursue like push.
Well, are they an extension of Silph-Co?
I don't think that was ever something that's been, like, said, but it's certainly a possibility.
Right.
Or funded, like, research is funded by, like, it could be.
Yeah, and if research is funded by Silph-Co, then Silph-Co is just a company that
energy
is
also
fully energy. Yeah.
Shit. Does that really mean Sam's evil?
I mean, we kind of always had that
assumption. I feel like we kind of been new.
Oh.
I think about Sam is I feel like she's kind of more like morally gray. Like I feel like she is like a good person. She's just in the wrong crowd.
Mm.
Also, her upbringing wasn't so hot too, from what we've gathered.
Listen, just because you're raised by an asshole doesn't mean you should also be one. You know,
I'm not saying be an asshole, but if you're raised by crime in a criminal organization, you might also join said criminal organization.
It's like cults. It's like the same thing. I think it's time for us to get our criminal conviction in Mosty.
For a noise complaint.
We're just racking up crime everywhere. We're wanted by criminals. We're wanted by the police.
We're just so, like, desirable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody wants us, including Calvin's mom.
So true.
I'm kind of wild, actually.
Fucking go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's check in. I don't know if you guys want to make any checks or if you're just like, well, Schmidt's gone. Is there anything that you're interested in doing in this moment?
Yeah, I mean, we hashed out a game plan. I was going to approach the doctor to see if... I was like, oh, I actually have another Pokemon I forgot about that might have an opportunity. Hey, what is this, the Infinity Energy? What's going on here?
Sure. You approach, and Dr. Magnolia looks a little like panicked and surprised, and he moves over to you. The woman with the Malamar looks like very upset, and she slowly walks towards you, but not as quickly as Magnolia does. Dr. Magnolia says, oh, listen, don't worry about it. This is, we're transferring the materials for additional research. And also, I'm sorry, we can't evolve your Pokemon. We're closed for the night.
Oh, that's unfortunate, but you're transferring them where? I thought you guys do all your research in-house.
Dr. Magnolia says, well, we do a lot of it here, but also when it comes to the private investors, we will also contribute our materials and our findings there. Because as you know, our sorts of public institutions are not well funded. So when we get an entity that is interested in our research, we will partner with them.
Oh, who would be interested in something like Infinity Energy? That's kind of crazy.
You see the woman like approaching you quickly, and she's now like looking at Dr. Magnolia as well. And he says, it's our contract is protected by an NDA. I'm sorry, I can't tell you, but they're very reputable. They're very well known. I'm sure that you've probably heard of them before, and you know that they do very good things.
Oh, do they?
The woman is finally side to side, and she says, sorry, the right of learning is closed. There's nothing for you to worry about. Have a great night, okay? Move along.
Well, you're very rude, huh?
Do we want to get into it, guys?
We wait a little bit.
Okay.
We got to keep an eye on it.
Well, I was talking to the good doctor. I talked to him earlier. Please.
No
need to be so rude, ma'am.
The woman says, yes, he's a very good and reputable researcher. Now, if you'll please give us some time, we're almost done here, then you can have him for as long as you want, all right? Just a couple minutes.
Well, what about you? It seems kind of weird you guys are doing this in the middle of the night, huh?
She looks around and she says, well, it's a fine time to conduct business. Right of learning wasn't available, and it doesn't concern you. This is simply when we are doing this operation.
I mean, maybe you'd be more candid than the doctor. What do you think seem to be doing with Infinity Energy? That seems like a strange commodity.
The woman raises an eyebrow and she says, it's for research purposes, and frankly, it's none of your business.
Hmm. I mean, I did donate some of that, so it might be a little bit my business.
The squid-like Pokemon is approaching closer to you all, and it has the same kind of sinister face that this woman does. Dr. Magnolia is looking quite worried, and he says, can't we just finish this, and I'll go talk to them? And the woman says, no, it's actually, once you've donated it, it's the property of the Right of Learning, and they have given it to us, their private investors. So frankly, it is none of your business.
I mean, it was never disclosed that we would be donating it to private investors. We were donating it to the Right of Learning.
And Dr. Magnolia says, right, yes, to science, to the greater good. Yes, that's what all this is for. And if we can just finish this, then I'll fill you in, I promise.
Well, I don't think it's very reasonable to be donating to a different corporation instead of the Right of Learning, which it was never disclosed, which I think you're just stealing from people at that point.
Roll, I guess, intimidation, I guess, if that's what you're going for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 16?
Yeah. So the woman is not phased, but she definitely feels like she has to. This is an issue. The man is very concerned, and he will make one more plea. He says, please, just don't get involved. Let us finish this, and I'll explain it. It'll be fine. I don't want any escalation. And the woman is looking very kind of serious.
I'm just saying, like, if you're stealing from people, it's not just us. This isn't right to do. To not disclose that kind of information that it's going to be donated to a third party. I, for one, feel shafted.
Dr. Magnolia looks very apologetic and sympathetic, and he says, "Okay, just come back tomorrow, and we can give you more ability patches. I'll make it up to you somehow, but we really need to finish this."
Sorry, I don't think it's right. Now you're trying to bribe me. It makes me feel like that it's a little bit suspicious.
Been a while since Gimli's obliterated a twink.
Yeah,
a little bit less of a twink, but it's twinky properties for sure. He's looking very unfortunate, and the woman says, "You can leave now and come back in 10 minutes, and everything will be fine."
No, I don't think I'll be leaving.
Should we get involved?
I was gonna ask.
Yes.
It's like, I didn't realize NRG was a reputable third-party source for research.
Yeah, because if it's such a reputable source, like, I don't know if I'm donating to NRG, for example. Yeah, I just don't know who it is.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Magnolia begins to like cower, and he's like, "Oh no." And he puts his head in his hands, and the Eevee looks very sad and disturbed. And the woman says, "Very well, you've left me no choice." And she will have you roll initiative, I guess.
Can I also send out Fang in, like, with this?
Sure,
or is that,
yeah,
like, it will be an initiative?
You can start initiative with, we'll say, with one Pokemon of your choice.
Okay. Initiative is plus dex.
Mm-hmm.
16.
I crit initiative.
Nice.
I was going to ask if it would make sense that while this interaction was going on, I could go and try and find, like, Delaney as, like, we found some energy, like, they're doing suspicious stuff.
Yeah.
Or we all wanted to stay there.
You can do that in initiative. You're welcome to do that. It will be a different, you won't be participating in whatever's happening, but you're welcome to do
that. That is a good idea.
Right, yeah. Just to, like, help keep it away from the public and, like, keep this contained. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to roll initiative to, like, for when I do that?
Yes. Yeah, you'll be in order of this. Yes, okay. Correct.
That is a 16.
Okay. Okay. So, that's so crit funny. 16. What was yours, Cindy?
16.
What's your total on your crit?
For initiative, it's actually minus one. Or is it? Hold on. No, it's zero. I don't get anything added.
Okay. It's a critical success, so I'll let you go first. And then this woman is next. And then Elodie and then Cindy, right? Gimli, what do you do? You got 6 seconds.
So she's approaching me with Malamar, I guess?
Yeah, Malamar is doing something.
All right. Well, I guess Trevor's coming out. But that's a freebie for the opener.
Yep.
It'd be a shame if Malamar had disadvantage. Because Fang's out.
Oh, okay. It's the next attack, right?
Yeah.
But does he know? Is that reasonable? He doesn't know that. Yeah, but he doesn't know it's there.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like,
is it obvious that Cindy sent out Fang? Like, is Fang, like, right by them?
A whole ass Salamence.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think we can talk. We can discuss. I think flavor wise, it makes the most sense to send something out on your turn unless it's already out.
Yeah, to, like, reveal yourself. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Unless you reveal yourself at the start of combat. Like, I think it does make more sense flavor wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'll sand to Malamar.
Okay. Sure.
We'll just let it rip. DC 19 strength save.
Okay. That is a dirty 20. They will pass the save.
Cool. So 7 damage, not restrained. So.
It's something. It's pretty good.
It is something. Yeah. It's a start.
Okay. Anything else for your turn?
No, I believe that's it.
Okay. That brings us to this mysterious woman's turn. She will gesture to Dr. Magnolia, like, finish this, and, like, to get all the capsules into the location wherever they're going. It is not fully clear in your view. He scrambles and says, yes, and he grabs the last 2 remaining capsules and begins to run them over to a location that's kind of like behind a rock, behind a tree. And this woman will instruct her Malamar to, what will it do? Great question. It will subject Trevor, Gimli, Elodie, and Cindy to a wisdom saving throw, DC 17.
It's a 4.
Trevor's gonna
I got
that.
A 14.
Okay.
Yeah, Trevor's gonna protect that to negate it.
Okay.
And then I got a 17.
You got a 17. Meets it, beats it.
Yes, meets it, beats it.
So Elodie and Cindy are subject to like a incredible feeling of discomfort and fear, and they experience like visions of like swirling dark abyss and like evil screams and laughter, and they feel very uncomfortable and they are petrified. They are just simply standing in place frozen in fear. Trevor is negated and Gimli experiences this, but he has the willpower to kind of break through it, and he's not going to let that happen. And that's going to be their turn. Elodie, unable to move, you can reattempt that save at the end of your turn, which is right now. DC 17, okay. Wisdom.
So is this like an area effect thing?
Yes.
Because like, okay, I was going to say, because like, do they know that we're here or like that we're involved in this fight? I got a 5, so no.
Okay. Cindy, you're welcome to reattempt this saving throw against this terror.
14.
14. Damn. On your next turn, it will decrease by 1.
Gimli. It'll take me 6 turns to maybe.
It seems like this squid Pokemon is quite potent. It seems like there's a significant power behind it that is like almost unnatural. Gimli, it's back to your turn.
I'm going to kick up a sandstorm since he's going to continue to use that stuff. And then I will sand to him again.
Okay.
To attempt to break it. So that's a 19 strength save again.
This time a 17 will not make it.
No. So I can continuously entomb them. Yeah, they're restrained on failure. And then I can continue to entomb them for free.
Nice. Okay.
2 minutes last 5 turns or until they decide to break free.
Okay. So Malamar is entombed. It seems that its evil gaze has not shifted, but it is kind of being pushed and whirled around by the sand tomb. Mm. Very good. It is evil people's turn. It's in these last 6 seconds, Dr. Magnolia was able to get the capsules back in the portal, and he stands up and like turns to face Semele. He's like, I did it. Like, we're good. And she goes over and she's going to make a roll. She succeeds. She stabs him in the neck with a syringe that she pulled from her pocket from behind her. And he collapses to the ground and she drags him through the portal. Malamar, while spinning around, is going to lash out with its tentacles at Trevor. Does a 28 hit?
It does.
Okay. This is a payback, so considering it just took damage, it will do boosted damage. Mm-hmm. Rolling. That is a 66 points of dark-type damage as Malamar's tentacles, whoosh, they lash into Trevor with a sinister energy, and not only do they strike incredibly hard, like a whip, but they also leave like a residue of like bad vibes, like malintent. Oh. Like there's a sinister, like Gimli can feel it too. Like after they connect with Trevor, oh, it's just like your brain is filled with bad thoughts, and it is quite terrifying. That is going to be the baddie's turn. Elodie, reattempt your save DC 16. Wisdom save.
I failed.
Okay. I would let you make an ability check for free that isn't Marshall, if you want. You can pass it, but
with that, could that be like a perception to see if I know where like the police or like where Delaney might have gone?
Sure, you can do a perception.
Like around. Okay. 18?
18 is pretty good. There's a lot of people around. There's a lot of noise, a lot of chatter, a lot of activity. You get the feeling that, like, you can tell a couple people have, like, looked over and they're like, oh, what's going on over there? None of my business. And they haven't caught on to anything bad happening. As far as police specifically, not sure. You are kind of towards the residential area, more in the scientific area of Mos Deep, and you don't see any sort of authority or enforcement present. Cindy, you may reattempt a DC 16 wisdom save to no longer be terrified.
11.
11. Not a pass. You're welcome to make 1 free ability check.
So because I'm petrified, I can't move?
Correct.
Can I scream?
You will need to make a... I don't want to say no. You're going to have to make a hard con check because you're currently kind of paralyzed. I'm going to say, let's just say your con's bad. 14. Give me a DC 14 con check.
10.
Okay. You are too scared to do anything. The visions flood your mind, and you feel more scared than you've ever been in your life, except maybe when you were fighting Deoxys. Gimli, back to you at the top.
Okay, so Malamar's still restrained, so I can choose to sand tomb. However, oh, actually, he failed that. I forgot to roll the damage on that. And for reference, the damage was 18 last turn, because we forgot to count that. But seeing as that hit was kind of absurd, I'm actually going to go for an iron defense, knowing that they can't just leave because they're still trapped in sand tomb. So they have to try to escape.
Got it.
So yeah, I'm going to lock in an iron defense. And I think they take damage at the start of their turn from Sandstorm, because I did kick that on last turn.
Sandstorm, yeah, sure. Their proficiency bonus, they will take damage.
Cool. Then just the iron defense is good, and that's my turn on that one.
Okay. Very good. It is back to this individual's turn. She will get close to Gimli and be very candid. Not like close, but like within speaking distance. She says, "My name is Semele. I work for Team Neo Rocket Galactic. If you do not release my Malamar right now, many innocent people will get hurt. It is your decision." And she doesn't do anything with Malamar. Malamar just spins in the sand tomb. Elodie, it is your turn.
All right.
DC 15, wisdom save.
I have still failed.
Okay. You may make one free check.
I'm trying to think, like, kind of want an insight, but I don't really know what I'm looking for. I guess, like, what she means by that, like how our actions would lead to many innocent people getting hurt.
Curious. It's not the first time that NRG has made a claim such as this. Do you want to do like an insight to see how that might particularly like materialize?
Right, exactly.
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
15?
Okay. As far as you can tell, as far as everything that you've seen, you've been outside for quite a while now. It's like 8 p.m. in Mos Deep. You have not seen or suspected any mysterious NRG dealings. If Semele's threat is to be taken seriously, you just do not know what she is talking about. Yeah, you would just not be sure.
Okay. I'm starting to get some theories, but...
Your insight role is enough to know that she's not playing, that she means what she's saying, but you just don't know what that is.
Okay, gotcha.
Cindy, it is your turn. DC 15 wisdom save.
14.
So close. You may make an ability check of your choice that does not involve your body. Or if you want to do something with your body, it's going to be really hard.
I'm just trying, like, it's hard to do anything because Cindy's just like a do things, like throw myself at things or throw my Pokemon at things.
Yeah.
I'm not very smart.
You don't have to do anything. You're welcome to just pass.
Okay.
Gimli, it is back to you. Will you heed Semele's call? She made an introduction. How professional.
I'm going to attempt to restrain her.
Okay. You're just going to
fucking tackle her?
Yeah.
Okay.
She got too close to me.
Okay. Yeah, go for it. Go, I guess, contested strength probably, right, for the grapple?
Yep.
Okay. She got a 19.
I got a 22.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you can just grab her, I guess. Grapple her, I suppose.
I'm going to grapple her and then, like, I guess it's not really a damage move. I'm going to attempt to just squeeze her.
Okay, yeah, unless you're Incineroar, I don't think you can grapple and attack in the same turn.
That's fair. That's fine. But I'll still have her restrained.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Now, I'm going to be candid. You've been hurting people for a long time, and you're going to continue to hurt people. Whether it's my fault or not, I don't believe it's true.
Very good.
Tell her you obliterated Yuri.
It's time to obliterate Semele as well. Very good. Anything else on your turn?
I guess Malamar didn't do anything, huh? Last turn.
No, he's simply like biting.
We're going to Trevor Iron Defense again.
Okay, just really get those defenses going.
Yeah, because they have to break the concentration anyway, so.
Okay. As you have, it's her turn. As Semele is restrained on the ground, she says, "You've left me no choice. Behold, the corruption of malice." And as she says this instruction, Malamar's like face just expands into darkness, and it hovers into the sky, and there's a brilliant flash, and then all of a sudden dozens of black wispy evil tentacles emerge from all over its body, and it begins lashing in every direction and striking at Cindy and Elodie, who cannot do anything because they are static. It will strike Elodie with an 18 for armor class, and it will miss Cindy because they got a natural one somehow. But these evil tentacles of just dark energy erupt from its body, and it lashes out at Elodie, and it deals, cut in half because human on Pokemon, 76 points of damage, cut in half,
Jesus
mind you.
Jesus Christ.
To Elodie's petrified body. She gets an additional chance that, to break out of her terror right now.
That is
that, that would have knocked Cindy.
Yeah, that was cut in half, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Just verifying. Jesus, stop rolling so low. Okay, I got a six.
Okay, not gonna work. Yeah, so Malamar is kind of like floating into the sky, and it's becoming like an eldritch monster, basically. There's something happened when she said those words, corruption of malice, where it's beginning this transformation that reminds you of like certain aspects Pokemon that you are familiar with and that you've met, but there's something different about this. It's like not natural. It's not correct. It's not like, it's not something that is like beholden as like a responsibility or a gift. This is like a misuse of a great power. That's what it looks like to you. There's this big monster and people are starting to notice, what is that giant evil squid in the sky? And there's quite a bit of commotion. Things are not looking good. People are zipping. They're running. They're getting out of there. And some chaos is beginning to unfold. It's Elodie's turn. You make a DC 14 check. Other things are still terrifying, but the thing that is petrifying you is starting to wear off, maybe, question mark, even though what your eyes are beholding is quite terrifying.
Natural 20.
Natural 20. You see this transformation, and you're like, oh shit, I gotta do something. What will Elodie do?
Oh god, what will I do? You know what I just realized right now in this moment? I gave the ability patch to Cabbage.
Yes.
And I got Romavale. What does Romavale do again?
All allies within 15 feet automatically save wisdom saves.
I forgot.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Damn, that would have been nice to remember.
And then it'll never be useful again.
And then it'll never be useful again.
Yeah, it's like, now I know, and I learned the hard way. God damn, this would have been a whole different experience.
Right? I would have been like, where's the police?
Get the police. Not the police would have helped you. They have a fucking Cthulhu monster.
Yeah, right.
Monster.
Like, they're fucking. Well, they at least have Gothitelle to, like, trap her here. So, like, you wouldn't have had to do that. But I guess it doesn't, like, super matter. I am going to. Oh, here we go. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Cabbage use Irresistible Charm on.
On the monster?
Malamar. So, yeah. Hell it has to make a DC 16 wisdom save.
Okay. So, you know. This creature, which we will dub as a corruption, has advantage on mental base saves.
Understandable. Have a nice day. I'm still going to try.
It gets a 22 to save that one.
Okay. Well, dang. Okay. That's a free action. So
yeah.
And generally, people are just like confused, like what is going on.
No, they're straight scared. They're not like, what is
they're,
this
they're
like,
ah, scared. Okay.
Yeah, oh, wow, like, what's going on? Yeah. Like,
oh
crazy.
Wow, an eldritch monster.
Yeah,
what so a highlight to my trip
community. Yeah, they're gonna want to study the eldritch monster.
Yeah, right, like I take a picture. I'd be like, oh hell yeah, let's take a picture of the eldritch monster.
Yeah, they're more interested in the cave and like rocks and stuff, a bunch of boring science nerds.
How far away is it?
We're going to say no less than 20 feet.
Okay. I've got a crazy idea, which is throw Cabbage at it and then activate Sanctuary.
Wow.
But I don't know if that would work. Just like put it in a bubble.
That's a cute thought. I would. You can certainly try.
Throw Cabbage.
Just like yeet. I'm catching you in my giant Pokeball.
I mean, that would keep it here and keep everyone else safe from it.
That's like the only thing I can think of to do to keep everyone else safe.
And then throw Semele back in her hole without Malamar.
Sorry, this is ours now. We're taking this guy under arrest. Yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna try.
Go, Cabbage, go!
Okay, yeah.
Go law!
So, I'm gonna need strength or dex. Could be athletics. Okay. I don't think it would be acrobatics. I don't think you're proficient in either.
I don't have either, so that's fine.
This is not gonna be easy. You're gonna throw your alchemy.
No, I don't think so, right?
More than 20 feet. I need a 19, I think. 19 okay. or higher.
I'm gonna try credit, anyways.
Credit.
I can't read that.
It's not a 19, is
Fuck.
It?
I got an 18.
Okay.
No.
Damn.
Is that no with bonuses? Your modifiers?
Yeah, that's with my. I have +3 dex, and I rolled a 15, and I'm not proficient in.
I can't believe you athletics. Didn't inspire yourself.
Yeah.
Oh shoot! I should have done that.
Well,
don't you have a bonus action still? Isn't that what that is? Can't you give yourself an inspiration?
Can I inspire myself as I'm doing this?
No, it's already too late.
You rolled the
roll. I was going to say, I feel like it's too late.
It has to be before the roll, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right, exactly. No, that's totally understandable.
You rolled really high, which I will cut you a break for. So you do chuck cabbage, without a doubt. this is your plan to contain this beast. And you throw cabbage, and you throw it into the monster, and it collides with its body, and like you see, it gets lashed with like little tiny black tentacles that emerge from exactly where it was thrown, and then it gets like slammed. Like one of the tentacles reaches out and then like dunks cabbage onto the ground. And because of your high roll, I will not force cabbage to make sanctuary. Cabbage can still be active and up, which is great. She's going to take a whole bunch of fall damage as well as an attack damage. So let me see her fall damage. Well, you can roll the fall damage. I'll roll the attack. 2d6 of fall damage, please.
Okay. That's not so bad.
No, it's fine.
Okay. She takes 7 of that.
Okay. And then as she gets forced into the ground with a proximity attack from this terrible monster, she takes... Well, she resists, thankfully.
Right.
31 points of dark damage.
Okay. Fine. She's fine.
And then she falls onto the ground.
Okay. So...
Cindy!
Okay.
Elodie has more stuff, maybe?
I was just gonna say, so the irresistible charm was a free action. Throwing her was an action. Mm-hmm. Do I have any? Am I allowed another thing, or is that it?
You did 2 actions, right? You did 2 actions.
I guess if waking myself up out of being.
Yes, that is a thing. That is a consummation.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm good then.
Cindy, DC 15, 14, wisdom save.
19.
Cindy, you snapped out of it. You get an action. What are you doing?
I'm going to send out Fang.
Okay. Welcome, Fang, the mighty Salamence, quadrupedal blue dragon with red wings.
So, because we're in combat, do I still get to use Intimidate? Because it says on their first turn of combat, you may impose disadvantage.
Sure. The Corruption of Malice is immune to Intimidation, Persuasion, and Deception. Fully immune.
So it doesn't matter anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, Fang's out.
In honor of that, I could give you one thing for Fang, just for fun, because you've been pent up for a while and you deserve it.
Let's do a dragon breath.
Okay, sure. Is that's a save for them?
Yeah, DC 18 dex save.
Okay. They get a 4. You can roll full damage.
So they failed by 5 or more, correct?
Yep.
They're paralyzed.
Okay.
So 10 plus 10, 20 damage.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, 20 points of dragon type damage as a dragon breath connects with this monstrous Malamar's body. It seems that it has been struck with a status effect, but it does not seem to care for some reason. It does not cleanse it. It is, in fact, paralyzed, but there is no sort of... It does not mind, is what it should be said. Uh-huh. I'm going to pay a visit to Schmidt, I think. Schmidt, you're hanging out with Ryan and Alicia. You're playing Bruxish Hold'em, and you're kind of catching up, and you're trying to, like, play it cool, play it comfortable. All of a sudden, an alarm blares. And everyone in the barracks is like, oh, shit. And they all stand up really quickly, and they're gathering their things. And Ryan says, hey, Nick. And he chucks you an NRG uniform. He says, something's going on. We got to get ready. Do you put it on?
No.
Okay, you just stand there.
How close am I to the portal?
It's about 25 feet.
Okay. I, as quickly and as dexterous as I can, pocket one, all of the energy lunch tokens that I won.
Okay.
to the mission briefing about the mission tomorrow. I want to try to snag that.
Okay.
And then just fucking book it back for the portal.
Okay. A couple things as you're booking it back for the portal. One, I'm going to need dex checks for gathering those. Maybe just one. Nothing too crazy. DC 14, we'll say. You are drunk. You have disadvantage.
Disadvantage, okay.
I hate to say it, but it's true.
My second was a crit. So that's a 12 on the die plus 3? Just a flat dex check?
Yes. 12 on the dice, so that gets you 15?
Yeah, it gives me 15.
Okay, barely good enough. Very good. Yeah, you drop the uniform, and Ryan says, what the hell? And the alarms are going off, and everyone's kind of like, ooh, ooh, ooh. The folks who are stacking explosives by the portal are curious as to why you're doing this, but they aren't going to stop you. Right as you near the portal, a loudspeaker turns on, and you hear a familiar voice. It says, transmission from Commander Artemis. Lunar demolition mission to begin effective immediately. You recognize this as the voice of Symmetra Redtree. And that is where we will end the session. Hello, and thank you so very much for listening to the 98th episode of Dunsparce and Drampa. Extra special thank you to our latest patrons. They are Potato, McNiller97, and Michael. Joining the Patreon gives you a bevy of bonus content, including access to some episodes early, including this one. Our patrons were able to start enjoying this episode on November 20th. We can't always get edited episodes out ahead of time, but when we are able, we upload them to the Patreon, and you can listen before anyone else. You can join today with a free trial and cancel at any time. Check it out, patreon.com/dunsparce. I'd also like to take a moment to shout out our underloved Linktree links. We have a P.O. box that you can send us stuff, and depending on what it is, we might open it up and react to it on the Patreon. We have made a Blue Sky page. We've been enjoying that website very much, so if you are on Blue Sky, please be sure to give us a follow. Once again, thank you for all of your support, and we will see you for the next session on December 10th.
I haven't seen them since I was in certain age here.
Nice. Kira, you can just find a random number or check that also says.
Yeah, just put it there. Made up a number for Kira. Now it's just like,
just 24.
Yeah. Schmidt saying it. 24. That's even better if someone else has a number, actually. Okay.
God, these are awful.
Cool and tentacool.
This one also got me. I went back to Nicole. Says, can I call you Cinderella? Because I'd be happy to be your Prince Charmander.
Oh, God.
That's good. Trash, dude.